Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking 1974's Black Christmas, a very, very influential movie from the early 70s that actually inspired John Carpenter to make 1978's Halloween, a movie that has some pretty big names in it. Margot Kidder is in this, who plays Lois Lane in the original Superman movie. You have the dad from Nightmare on Elm Street, John Saxon, and Olivia Hussey is in this as well. I was trying to think of what I knew her from, and I think I'm pretty positive. I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure she is in the two-part TV miniseries version of It, Stephen King's It. I'm pretty sure that's her, but it took me about half of the movie to place her. She is the lead character in this. Margot Kidder is probably playing second fiddle here. And John Saxon is the police officer that is trying to help the sorority girls. So anyway, I'll break down the plot a little bit. The entire movie takes place at the sorority house. The girls that are living there are throwing a Christmas party. Unbeknownst to them, someone breaks into the attic and is starting to make threatening phone calls to the house. But that's where this movie is original, and the fact that the killer is in the house, you know it. But the girls don't know it. And the fact that the phone call is actually coming from the attic and coming from someone inside of the house is a really, really neat idea. The phone calls themselves are very, very disturbing. And maybe the highlight of this movie, it just ratchets up the tension, and you really feel what these girls are feeling. And I feel like they all react in their own ways. Some are very fearful. Some are trying to show some strength when it comes to talking to this person on the other end of the phone that is harassing them and ultimately coming after them. But they end up having to go to the police station, trying to convince the cops that they need to do something about this. And they finally end up doing something and trying to track where the phone call is from. And I won't say any more because I think this is a pretty entertaining movie. I think it's a movie because of how influential it was to just slasher films as a whole. I definitely think it is one that is worth checking out. It is currently streaming on YouTube. If you have ad block, you can watch it like I did, ad free. That's how I would recommend doing it for sure. It's a very, very fun film. Even though, like I mentioned, it is disturbing from time to time. The cast here is pretty good. I think Olivia Hussey in the lead role, I think that could have been switched maybe, and Margot Kidder could have been the lead there. I think she's just a better actress. But I had a good time with this one. I was waiting for the mystery to develop, and the way that it developed, I think, was pretty interesting. It also has a very, very memorable ending. And there are a lot of comedic elements here as well. So I'm not going to go into all of those, but yeah, like the head of the sorority house, she is just constantly drinking, and she has all these bottles hidden throughout the house. It's not a particularly funny gag or well thought out, but it works for this movie, the tone that this movie is trying to set. And I think those comedic elements mixed in with some of the disturbing horror works well here. So if you want to check out Black Christmas, I would recommend it. It is on YouTube. So for tomorrow's episode, I am going to be checking out Guillermo del Toro's first feature film, Kronos. This is one that has been on my list for a long, long time. I'm super excited to check this one out. It is currently streaming on the Criterion Channel, but I will be back tomorrow to talk just a little bit about it. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will return tomorrow to talk Kronos.